There's the school mail, and this schoolmaster invites you to come back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you're coming to the school, make sure you bring your school book. And for this Bible school, that is the Bible itself. And we're turning to the book of Luke, chapter 6. And what we're going to do in class today is complete this lesson of Jesus, the great teacher, and begin a lesson on Jesus, the friend of sinners. And so we'll begin in just a moment. And while you're getting your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. At this location, we have been worshiping God and gathering together to worship Him on the first day of the week for over 100 years. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we are studying in this school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam in a little book I have. It was printed for the Sunday schools of 1922. It is called Elam's Notes on Bible Lessons, Improved Uniform International Series. We're completing a lesson that he wrote for November 12, 1922, on judging. And I really got all but the last paragraph of that lesson in. So let me read that last paragraph, and then we'll turn to the next lesson in this series. Here is old Brother Elam. He wrote, "As a rule, too, according to the judgment of others, people will be judged by their fellow men, and justly so. One who thinks everybody is a thief will bear watching himself. The Pharisees were of the devil, John 8:44, and accused Jesus, therefore, of casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And in reply to his accusation, Jesus said, 'Ye offspring of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things?' Matthew 12:34. Fault-finding, censuring, harshly criticizing, and picking flaws in everybody and everything will soon react upon those who do such things. You remember in the book of Esther, chapter 7 and verse 10, how they hanged Haman on the gallows he'd prepared for Mordecai. We read in Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 8, 'He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it.' It is a law running through all the government of God, scriptural as well as natural, that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. That's the end of that lesson. I turn the page in my little booklet, and I come to a Sunday school lesson that was written for November 19th, 1922. Called Jesus the Friend of Sinners. And it comes from Luke chapter 7, verses 37 through 48. But as we begin this lesson, I want to read continuously from the last lesson on Jesus the Great Teacher, and from Luke chapter 6, and then read the entirety of Luke chapter 7. And that is 50 verses. So get your Bible and follow along with me, or if you're driving, simply listen to the reading of God's wonderful Word. Now let me begin. Luke chapter 6 and in verse 39. "And he spake also a parable unto them. Can the blind guide the blind? Shall they not both fall into a pit? The disciple is not above his teacher, but every one, when he is perfected, shall be as his teacher. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how canst thou say to thy brother, 'Brother, let me cast out the mote that is in thine eye,' when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For there is no good tree that bringeth forth corrupt fruit, nor again a corrupt tree that bringeth forth good fruit. For each tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns do men not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush neither gather they grapes. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Every one that cometh unto me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show to you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house, who digged and went deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream brake against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well builded. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that buildeth a house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the stream brake, and straightway it fell in, and the ruin of that house was great. Now Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. After he had ended all his sayings in the ears of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and at the point of death. And when he heard concerning Jesus, he sent unto him elders of the Jews, asking that he would come and save his servant. And they, when they came to Jesus, besought him earnestly, saying, He is worthy that thou shouldest do this for him, for he loveth our nation, and himself built us our synagogue. And Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man set under authority, having unto myself soldiers. And I say to this one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned and said to the multitude that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole. Luke chapter 7 and verse 11. And it came to pass soon afterward that he went into a city called Nain, and his disciples went with him in a great multitude. Now when he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, there was carried out one that was dead, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came nigh and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. And fear took hold on all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet is arisen among us, and God hath visited his people. And this report went forth concerning him in the whole of Judea, and in all the region round about. Luke chapter 7 and verse 18. And the disciples of John told him all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to the Lord, saying, Art thou he that cometh, or look we for another? And when the men were coming to him, they said, John the Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that cometh, or look we for another? And the hour that he cured many of the diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many that were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered and said unto them, Go and tell John the things which ye have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the good tidings preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall find no occasion of stumbling in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out to see in the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken with a wind? But what went out ye to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that are gloriously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. I say unto you, among them that are born of women there is none greater than John, yet he that is but little in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people, when they heard, and the publicans, justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected for themselves the counsel of God, being not baptized of him. Wherefore then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? Luke chapter 7 and verse 32. They are likened to children that sit in the marketplace and call to one another, who say, We piped unto you, and ye did not dance. We wailed, and ye did not weep. For John the Baptist is come, eating no bread and drinking nor drinking wine, and ye say, He hath a demon. The Son of Man is come, eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. And wisdom is justified of all her children. Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. And one of the Pharisees, desiring him that he would eat with him, and he entered into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman who was in the city, a sinner, when she knew that he was sitting at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster curse of ointment, and standing behind at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees that had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Teacher, say on. Luke 7:41. A certain leader had two debtors, and one owed 5 shillings and the other 50. And when they had not wherewith to pay, he forgave them both. Which of them therefore will love him most? Simon answered and said, He, I suppose, who forgave the most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And turning to the woman, he said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath wetted my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair. Thou gavest me no kiss, but since the time I came in, she hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but she hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that even forgiveth sins? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. In the next Bible class, we're going to study in more detail about how Jesus went into this Pharisee's house and how he dealt with this sinful woman, and a lesson about Jesus, the friend of sinners. So you be listening for that school bell. And when you get the opportunity, come visit us at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and worship with us. And we think that if you do, you'll see the glory of New Testament things.